Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This fertility journey is such an emotional roller coaster. One minute you start to feel okay in yourself, the next minute you might see someone pregnant and you're dropped into the depths of despair and pain and anguish. It can be exhausting. So how do we control our state? How do we stop being hijacked in this way? How can we get off this emotional roller coaster and start to have some emotional resilience and have a sense of peace or well-being despite our circumstances? Well, let's dive in and find out in this week's episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, I really encourage you to subscribe, and if you can like it, whether if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a review or like it or rate it. This helps other people find the podcast and share the love. This fertility journey is often referred to as an emotional roller coaster. I use that term quite a lot because I think it's a good term in a way. It's quite accurate that one minute you might feel you're kind of okay, and the next minute, bang, you're just in the depths of despair. Maybe someone tells you something and that tells you that they're pregnant, or you see a young family. I know for me, seeing a young family is just a kick in the guts. I never forget having a conversation with my best friend, and I was absolutely fine, and we're just chatting, and he was talking about his son, and he told his son a funny story, and his son said, daddy, they say it again, say it again. And just in that moment, I just felt this, someone kicked me in the guts. I just felt completely winded, in this pain in my gut, and it was the idea of never hearing someone call me daddy, and I'd never really kind of consciously thought of that. And it just hit me in that moment. And I think it's grief. You know, people don't recognise the level of grief we feel on this journey, because they say, well, you haven't lost anyone. You know, it's kind of... But I think it's grieving the life we expected. It's grieving the child we expected to have. It is grief in hidden ways. And that's why I think a lot of people don't understand the depth of despair on this journey if they haven't been on it. And the thing about grief is it catches you unaware. You know, if you're in grief, it's not there constantly. It comes and it goes, and it particularly kind of comes at unexpected times. And this is why I think we can be okay one minute and not be okay the next bit. We can be stressed and worried about... There's also, it's not just grief, there's fear. Fear of things not working, fear of not finding the thing that's going to make the difference. There's anxiety about whether we're doing enough. It's all sorts of distress and emotions on this emotional roller coaster. And it can feel like we're kind of hijacked by this emotional being within us, and it just takes control, and we have no choice about what we feel when we feel it. And that for me can be the most disconcerting thing, not having control over our feelings. We think we should be able to control our state, and we want to feel better than we do, or more consistently better than we do. So how do we control our feelings? Well, the bad news is you can't. And I say bad news, but don't worry, there's good news to come. The truth is we really can't control our feelings. Feelings are thoughts that come alive into our nervous system. We're not feeling our situation, we're feeling our perception, our thinking in that moment. And you can't control your thoughts. It feels like we should be able to. It feels like we can to a degree, but it's an illusion of control. You can predict your next 5 thoughts if you wanted to. And as a result, you can't predict your feelings or even control your feelings. We think we can predict how we're going to feel in certain situations, but the truth is, we never know how we're going to feel until we're actually in it. And sometimes it's not as what we expect. This is why often we worry about things. It's never as bad as we imagine, because our feelings are our imagination. In our nervous system, we're feeling our thoughts, our illusion, our imagination in our nervous system as if it's real. Which is why the feelings are so strong. and it feels as if it's real, which reinforces the story, which means, what I mean by that is, we think the thinking is real because we're feeling it. It's a real feeling, but it is imagination. It's our story. It's our thoughts coming alive into our nervous system. You can't have a thought without a feeling. You can't have a feeling without a thought. They're two sides of the same coin. But it's true that sometimes we're more conscious of our thoughts. We're wrestling with something in our head. And sometimes we're more conscious aware of our feeling. You might have a feeling and not have any conscious awareness of the story, the thought in our mind that's creating that feeling. But there will be one. The back of our mind, we may not be consciously aware of it. There will be one because we cannot have any psychological experience without thought. We cannot have any psychological experience without thought. So if we can't control them, well, how do we feel more okay on this journey? Well, the truth is that we're the ones that make it worse, in the fact that it's not the feeling of where it's grief or anger that's the problem. It's the fact we try to do something about it. We think it's a problem. And we think it's a problem, we start trying to do something about it, and we make it worse. It's like a bucket of muddy water. If you've got a bucket of muddy water, what's the best way to get the water clear again? It's actually to leave it alone. And it settles all on its own. It's like a snow globe. Yeah, we can go through our day absolutely fine. Then something, someone says something, we see something, triggers this snow globe in our head, and it gets shaken. And we have this flood of emotions, because in the mind we have a flood of thoughts. And we think it's not good, it's not pleasant, I'm not saying it's pleasant by any means, but we think it's a problem. We think we're not going to feel okay again until the situation changes or something changes, and we start thinking about what we need to do to be okay again. But inadvertently, we're putting more energy into the snow globe. It's like a toddler having a tantrum. When a toddler has a tantrum, they have nothing on it. They're not trying to fix it, not trying to change it. They're just allowing it. Just in it. No judgment. Not doing their breathing, not doing their mindfulness. Just in it. I don't care what other people think of them while they're in it, because I don't think they're bad or wrong for expressing it. They don't think it's a problem. It's not pleasant, but I don't think it's a problem. They're just in it, and what happens, it moves on. Soon forgotten about. The snow globe settles all on its own. That's how our mind works. It really is a self-correcting system. But the problem is we keep interfering with it. We think it's a problem, so we try to do something about it. It's not our anxiety that's a problem, it's the fact we're anxious about having anxiety. It's not our grief that's a problem, it's what we're grieving about having grief. It's our thoughts and our feelings about our thoughts and feelings that causes the problem. If we can allow our thoughts and feelings without any judgment, without any meaning, just allowing it, knowing it's imagination, knowing it's a thought, knowing it's a movie in our head, it will move through. It will pass. If we could know that, we don't have to be so scared of it. We can allow it more easily. And really just moves on its own. The thing is, when we're in it, we can't ever imagine it moving on its own. We think we've got to do something, change something for it to move on. But that's the misunderstanding. That's the misunderstanding. You fall into a better state of mind when you haven't consciously done anything to get there. You fall into that better state of mind when you stop thinking about your state of mind. You start to feel better when you stop thinking about how you're feeling. We drop back into our default place of okayness. That's how we came into the world. The glitter ball settles all on its own. So your feelings don't know about your situation. Your feelings just know how much thinking you've got in this moment. How present you're being to reality, or how much you're caught into a story. If we could use that as a gauge, that'd be brilliant. But the thing is, we get caught into believing the feeling as truth. And that's okay, we're human, we're going to get caught from time to time. We're going to get tricked from time to time. But the more we can see the true nature of a feeling, that it's a gauge to how present you're being to reality, when he caught into a strong feeling, he got into La La Land. This is why when someone has a strong feeling and they take it out on you, you just need to take it a big, huge pinch of salt, because they're not speaking their truth. They're not in their right mind. And the same with you. When you've got a strong emotion, you're not in your right mind. And we're going to do it from time to time. That's called being human. But it's seeing it for what it is. The more we can see it for what it is, the more we can ride the storm. The more we can know that it will pass. It really will pass. And you drop back into your true sense of self, your innate being, your true self, without you doing anything. Because you have this innate well-being within you. It may feel like it's a million miles from it. But the truth is, you're only ever one thought away from it. You drop into that space where you're not thinking about your state of mind. That's who you really are. That's how you came into the world. Yeah, we pick up this noise in our head through all sorts of reasons. We think we need it. We think it serves us. But actually, it really doesn't. When you're in that state of flow, it's a non-thinking state. When you're in a state of flow, you just feel okay. You be at your best. You perform at your best. And it's also a non-thinking state. You can't think your way into that space. You can't think your way to a better mood. You just need to know you're okay, whether you feel okay or not. You're okay, whether you feel okay or not, because your feelings are not you. You're not your truth. Who you really are is the one who observes that feeling. Who you really are is the one that knows how you're feeling. That conscious awareness part of us. That's your truth. That's who you really are. That's your spiritual self that's having a physical experience. The more we can see a feeling for what it is, we don't have to be scared of it. We can allow it. We can know we're okay, whether we feel okay or not. When my father died, there was immense grief. I've never known grief like it. But deep down, I still knew it was going to be okay. That allowed me to feel the grief more fully, not be scared of it, to feel it, to allow it, to let it move through in a more healthy way. It's a dance. It's a graceful dance between our humanness, our emotions, but also our spirituality that knows we're okay. It's a graceful dance between the two. That you knows you're going to be okay, whether you feel okay or not. That you knows whatever happens, you're going to be okay, whatever you're feeling in this moment. It's like a thought storm moving through. You're not the clouds, you're not the rain, you're not the storm, you're the sky. You're the sky, the ability to have all sorts of human experiences. They will come and they will go. When the storm's there, the blue sky is always there above it. It's always there. Your innate well-being. Whether you sense it there or not, it's there. It's like sitting on a chair. When you sit on a chair, most of the time you're not even aware of it. But you can think about it. You can feel it. You can sense it. You can feel it against you. Well, the chair's always been there, but you weren't actually consciously aware of it. The blue sky, our innate well-being, is always there, whether consciously aware of it or not. Loving you.